Okay, good morning, all. So we're up to Perek Daled, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 4, Mishnah 2 over here. So continuing in this discussion of, let's say you have a customer, you're up to a certain point of the year in Town A, and then you go to Town B, so then what do you do? So the Mishnah takes this discussion to the direction of Hilchos Shavias. So let's say, right, at some point of the year, you would have to, basically towards the end of the season, just to do Hilchos Shavias in a very, very quick nutshell. So the way Shavuos works is that once you get towards the end of the season, if there are not really any of a certain produce left outside anymore that other animals and the like could take, I believe people as well, then whatever you have inside needs to be destroyed, needs to be burned. So let's say you have lots of extra stuff outside of, in the fields in Town A, but in Town B you don't have that. So what do? So kayotzevo hamolich peros Shavuos. Let's say if one brings certain crops of Shavuos, from a place where these crops ran out, all right, in the fields, or to a place where they did not yet run out. So back where he was, they needed to be burned, and in the place where he's going to, technically, they would not need to be burned. Or from a place where they did not yet run out to a place where they did run out. In both of these situations, he has to destroy the Shavuos, right? The same, like we said with the Chametz, right? He has to follow the, when it comes to the work done before Chatzos on Erev Pesach, we said you have to follow the stringencies of both cities. Rabbi Huda says, when it comes to how we measure which crop, so he says each crop is treated kind of individually. Omer Melo, we say to the owner, say the Havei Lecha Afata, right? Go out to the field and bring for yourself a sample of each of the species, right? If you can go out to the field and you can't find anything, well, then you know you need to destroy your chametz. If you do find something, then you, of that specific crop, then you do not need to destroy whatever you have in your home. Mishnah Gimel. So there is a rabbinic obligation, right, that a person is not allowed to sell various livestock to an idolater, to a non-Jewish person, ever, right, because of the concern that they may use it on Shabbos. So in a place where people follow this custom, right, that they sell small livestock, right, things like sheep or goats and the like, to idolaters, mochrin, a person is allowed to sell them, but in a place where they do not have the custom to sell these small livestock, in mochrin, a person cannot sell them, right, similar to this idea that every town kind of has its own custom that you have to follow that town. But in every place, right, we know the halacha that a person is not allowed to sell any sort of large livestock to a non-Jewish person, right, things like horses or oxen and the like. And the Mishnah actually gives a list, agalim usiyachim, right, and says the Mishnah, even when they are still calves or foals, right, you are still not allowed to give them to be sold, right, even though no person's going to work a foal or a calf, nonetheless you can't sell them to a non-Jewish person unless the person thinks that you can sell an adult version of these animals, shleimin ushavurin, or whether they are healthy or not healthy, right, they're maimed or something like that, so obviously no one's going to work a maimed animal, but nonetheless there's a concern that if you sell the maimed animal, then someone will think you would be allowed to sell the healthy animal as well. But Rabbi Yehuda matir bashvur, but Rabbi Yehuda says, no, when it comes to the case of an animal who is maimed, it would be permissible because no one's going to see this and then say, oh, I can then sell a healthy animal. And Ben Becerra Matir Basus, but Ben Becerra says that it's permitted to sell a horse to a non-Jewish person because no one is going to be using a horse to work the fields. They're only going to be using a horse to ride. And since riding is not a Torah prohibition, it is a rabbinic prohibition on Shabbos, therefore they do not extend the stringency to that extent. And yeah, so we'll stop right here, and God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Daled.